Initially, enemy armies or populations can be exposed to, sprayed with, a very small amount of chemical or biological agent. The quantity of chemical or biological agent used may be so small as to be virtually undetectable. Following exposure, the enemy population may be targeted with microwave or radio frequency radiation in the exact resonance frequency of the chemical or biological agent used. The toxic agent will begin to resonate or spin and will react with much greater speed or activity within the bodies of the target population, similar to the behavior of enzymes that make life possible. This greater reactivity may be millions of times greater than normal and would behave as if the person had been given a massive dose of chemical or biological agent, enough, in fact, to cause death. Cyclotronic resonance of chemical and biological agents allows entire armies or populations to be destroyed with only minute amounts of the agent in their bodies if they are attacked with non-lethal microwave weapons afterwards. It will be impossible to develop and deploy such a weapon without first testing it. These tests are actually being done on American citizens in their own homes.